Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mini episode where we get into everything true crime, paranormal, and the occult.
Bless you, Maria.
Bless you, Maria. You couldn't just do that 1 second before I started? In a miniature version. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm Sneezy Blasucci.
Producer.
Oh, you're like one of the seven dwarves. That's so
sneezy,
cute.
Happy, grumpy, dopey, sneezy, bashful doc.
That's
wow,
crazy.
Melissa,
thank
that
you.
Is actually pretty cool. That's pretty sick.
Pretty cool that that just goes through my brain every day.
All day long.
Sneezy, happy, grumpy, dopey, sneezy, bashful doc.
That's why you can't sleep at night. You're just rotating through your brain.
Like Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Oh my God, Melissa, can you say the alphabet backwards
or
something?
All these names.
I'm sorry, it's weird.
That is crazy. So what are these Web Crawlers Awards? Let's tell everyone about that. Is everyone okay?
Sorry, my AirPods were there. It's I had to reconnect them. Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to Web Crawlers.
Nice. So what's the deal with the Web
okay,
Crawlers
so,
Awards?
So Maria had this great idea.
Dasher, Prancing.
Sleepy, having grumpy, dopey, sneezy, vegetable dog. Okay, I'm set to go. So Maria had this great idea of doing our own like awards show because we're doing a live show February 5th, which is in...
And all the awards would go to us?
Yes.
Every single... So that's a little egotistical,
well,
Maria.
They are awards for us.
It's like an...
Best of,
yeah. You know, it's like a,
cool.
You know,
no, I like it. I just think it's a cool idea.
And like the categories, we're still figuring them out, but it's going to be like funniest episode, creepiest episode, best guest, best inside joke, best quotes, best voicemail.
Yeah.
So where can people find the topics and vote? Have we made them yet or displayed them anywhere?
I haven't yet. I threw in the Discord just to like get it in there so people can start thinking.
Okay. So this week we'll write all
the categories.
And then maybe what we do is we post them on Twitter as polls and then we see who wins.
Are there polls on Discord too? Maybe you could do it across.
Oh, I bet there are.
Across platforms.
Yeah, we'll do a whole like Twitter. Instagram, Twitter, because I don't think a lot of people are actually, a lot of our listeners aren't, mostly in Discord and Instagram. So we'll like have where you can nominate and then.
So we'll do that next week.
Yeah. So start thinking.
That will be fun.
Start thinking.
Yeah, and if you have any ideas for us on categories, shoot us an email or write it in the Discord or tweet at us.
Someone suggested horniest episode.
How do you choose?
How do you choose?
How can you choose?
The one where Maria talked about how hot Bono is. I think that's a good hot as hell.
Hot as hell.
Okay, so what is this about Casey Anthony acting a fool, starting her own business?
Casey Anthony is apparently starting her own private investigator business.
She should look into herself.
Casey Anthony of murder fame, who killed her kid and got away with it.
Of murder. The murderer.
She apparently filed paperwork to open a private investigation company in South Florida, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
She filed documents on December 14th, listing herself as a registered agent of Case Research and Consulting Services.
What?
That's a fun name, because her name's Casey.
The business is registered.
Wait, is that the name of it?
Case Research and Consulting Services.
And her name's Casey.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
You're right.
Why are you guys laughing?
It's registered to a home in West Palm Beach owned by Patrick McKenna, who was Casey Anthony's lead investigator for her defense team in 2011.
What?
Do you guys remember she moved in with one of her attorneys after the trial, like was living in like their spare bedroom or something?
I don't remember that.
That's weird. It's weird.
What power does she have over people?
I don't know. I really don't know. So she... this is funny. After acquittal, she was described by a Florida Department of Corrections spokeswoman as one of the most hated women in America.
Yeah.
So she's been, since she got acquitted, she's been living with and working for this Patrick McKenna guy. And then in 2018, she said she was making a movie about her life, but the film never happened.
Oh, thank God.
Because of COVID derailed the process. So imagine hiring Casey Anthony for like your private investigator needs. Like that's just...
I mean, she was really bad. Like she like murdered her daughter and like stuck her in the trunk and like horrible stuff, right?
Yeah. I remember when she blamed it on Zanny the nanny?
Yeah.
And it turned out Zanny the nanny was Xanax.
Shut up. No, I don't remember. We need to do a full episode on Casey Anthony.
There's so many crazy things. Remember she like said her dad like abused her, was trying to blame it on her dad. Like, and then she led the investigators all the way to this office that she said she had.
That was my favorite part because it was the craziest thing where she got all the way to the office. She turned around and she went, actually,
I don't work here. Like she had no plan. She was just walking. She took them on this whole maze through like, yeah, I work here. And everyone was like, we don't have any record of Casey Anthony working here. She's like, no, I swear I work here.
How did she get off then?
Because the jury didn't, it like, honestly, there's a lot of problems with her case.
Okay, so that's an episode.
Yeah, like a technicality.
Juries are crazy.
Yeah, she got off on like a technicality. Like, to be honest, I don't know if I would have convicted. Like, it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. There were so many questions. She for sure did it.
Oh.
But like.
Right. But it's like.
Yeah.
You can't
but could
her.
The lawyers.
Anyway, we'll get into her in a couple weeks. So.
Wow.
But today I found this crazy. Actually, no, it was LA Trobes on Instagram sent this to us. There's someone blowing leaves outside my window. So that's. That's fun.
Are your things are off again, huh? Your AirPods are off.
No, they're on. They just keep like turning on and off.
She's just choosing not to answer you. No, they're on, Allie.
I hate them. AirPods don't work ever.
I know. I've said that from day one. That's why my dogs keep eating them. They're like, you don't need these. Is there a race car or someone doing a
leaf blower? No, I hear that leaf blower, baby.
Well, because Martin opened the front door. Oh, God.
And he let them in. He let all the leaf blowers in.
Here, clean out her room. Here, just blow in here. It's fine. She can filter out the noise. It's fine.
We have fun, guys. We have fun.
Okay, so the story got sent to us. Someone named LA Trobes on Instagram, or it's Lat Robes or LA Trobe. Yeah. I don't know. LATROBES. This story of this woman named Dolly Osterreich. It's a story about sex and a secret lover locked in an attic and obsession. You guys ready?
I am ready.
Maria, are your AirPods working?
I was born ready.
No, they just turned off, but now they're back.
Great.
This is my new favorite episode. Don't cut out any of these technical glitches. Just leave it in.
This is great.
The technical great. Glitch Can't episode. Wait.
Technical difficulties. So in 1913, a woman named Dolly Osterreich was married to Fred Osterreich. I think I'm pronouncing
Makes
that
sense.
Right. He was a wealthy manufacturer of women's clothing, mostly kitchen aprons.
Okay.
That's women's clothing is just aprons. And the couple lived in Milwaukee. Then they moved to L.A., but they didn't move alone. Going with them was Dolly's secret live-in lover, Otto Sanhuber. So when Dolly was a housewife in her early 30s.
How are you attracted to someone with that name?
Otto Sanhuber. Sounds German.
That sounds like a vacuum cleaner.
Otto the Sanhuber.
Or Hoover.
By a Sanhuber.
So she had seduced Otto, who was only 17. He was working as a sewing machine repairman in her husband's factory. So Dolly began this affair by calling her husband at work to tell him that her sewing machine was broken. And so he sent Otto over to the house to fix the sewing machine. And she apparently was wearing like only stockings and a silk robe.
Whoa, Dolly.
Like she wanted to seduce this 17-year-old kid. And Otto, who later described himself as Osterreich's sex slave, not only became obsessed with Dolly, he moved into the house.
Oh my God.
Unbeknownst to her husband. And he would sneak into the attic every night when Fred came home from work.
Oh my God.
Wow. And wherever the Osterreichs moved for the next decade, Otto went with them. Like they would move. He would come.
Yeah,
he would. Like live in the attic without the husband knowing. And so during the day, Otto would like clean the house. He made the beds. He did housework and kitchen chores.
Wow.
He also made bootleg gin.
Like bathtub gin.
Which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he would just have sex with Dolly.
Whoa.
Wow.
And so he lived on the scraps that he was fed from the kitchen.
What?
Like, she would
like a pig?
Like leftover food.
Scraps. God.
And at night in the attic, he read murder mysteries by candlelight, and he wrote romance stories that he eventually sold to magazines.
That's kind of fun.
That's one way to not be distracted and how to just like get some work done. Just lock yourself in an attic.
Yeah.
And so when this, it's like years later when this strange arrangement became publicly known, the newspapers called Otto the ghost in the garret and Batman.
Oh, wow.
Batman seems not correct.
Well, maybe because bats,
bats
live, in
the attic.
I was thinking, I was like, bats live in caves. But they live in attics, of course.
Well, he was living in her cave.
Well, they live in caves, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Allie.
I'm trying to get horniest episode.
Far.
I'm trying to get horniest episode.
That's not how awards work. So Fred and Dolly fought a lot.
Oh, no.
Barfing?
My cat's outside.
Oh. What? No, Charlie's outside. I gotta go. The Garner's left the door open.
Oh, no, go get her.
This episode is insane. I'll be right back.
I wish he had a GoPro on so we could watch it all happen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership.
ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyway, where was I? This guy in the fucking attic.
We are at Batman.
Yeah, this bat boy. Yeah.
Bat boy. Bat boy in the attic. Fred and Dolly would fight a lot. But then one night their fight was like super loud and intense. And so Otto was like concerned for Dolly. So he grabbed two pistols and he came down to confront Fred. And Fred was like, who the fuck are you? Like, where
did you come from?
I'm sorry. Who are you? And he recognized him as a former employee.
Oh, shit.
He's like, oh my God, you're fucking kid that used to work for me. What are you doing in my house? And so the two guys had a struggle with the guns, and Fred ended up being shot 3 times, once in the back of the head, and he died.
Oh my God.
And so Dolly and Otto came up with a plan to say that burglars killed Fred. So Otto locked Dolly in a bedroom closet and he threw the key into the hallway.
Oh my God.
Took Fred's like expensive diamond watch to like say like, oh yeah, they stole the watch. And then he went back up to the attic. And so when the cops got there, Dolly was in the closet like screaming for her husband. Fred was like, help me, Fred, help me. I'm stuck in the closet. And the cops didn't really believe this robbery story, but they didn't have a ton of evidence to prove otherwise. So they were suspicious of the gun Fred was killed by because it was like a 25 caliber handgun, which was a really small weapon that like armed robbers would not use this gun.
Huh, interesting.
So, but they were like, this is suspicious, but like we don't have enough evidence to prove that like this didn't happen. And so Dolly, meanwhile, moved to another house in the neighborhood and Otto came with her, but he moved back into the attic.
Why? Her husband's dead.
I don't know. He moved back into the attic
because he liked it up there.
It was quiet. It was relaxing. And so then Dolly also struck up an affair with the attorney who was settling her husband's estate, this guy Herman Shapiro. And as a gift to her new lover, she gave Shapiro a diamond watch. And when he recognized the watch, because it was the one that was supposedly stolen in the burglary,
what an idiot.
This was Fred's diamond watch. She gave it to this guy. Who was like, huh, this is Fred's watch. And she's like, oh, I found it under a seat cushion in the house.
What an idiot.
And he's like, well, you should tell the cops that you found it. And she's like, no. It's no, just take it.
No, you have it.
And he was like, okay, that's weird, but okay. And then Dolly got a third lover.
So Dolly's polyamorous, I think we can assume.
She loves the D.
Yeah.
Loves the D. She's strictly dickly. She was in a relationship with, strictly dickly, with a businessman named Roy Klum. And she actually asked Roy for a favor. She wanted him to get rid of the gun that was used to kill her husband.
Oh my God.
She said, her reasoning for this, she said it might be embarrassing for the police if they found it. Like, oh, they overlooked. I don't want them to get embarrassed. Just get rid of this gun, right. You know. And so Roy was like, okay, sure. And he threw it into the La Brea tar pits.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
Yeah, and Wilshire in La Brea.
My Girl 2 vibes.
And so she asked a neighbor to do her a similar favor with those two guns used in that murder. And he buried the other gun under a rose bush in his backyard. Like, people just doing, like, yeah, sure, I'll bury this gun for you. Like,
she's not even hot.
Yeah.
I'm sending a picture of her to the group text.
I know, she's not. But, like, back then.
It's not about hotness. Yeah, it's about
charming factor.
Yeah.
So a year later, however, detective had learned that Shapiro had the watch. And Roy, her other boyfriend, after breaking up with Dolly, told police that he got rid of one of the guns. Was like, you guys should probably know this, but like, I got rid of a gun for her. And so they found the gun in the tar
pits.
Whoa,
that must have been hard.
Whoa.
Crazy.
If they can find dinosaur bones in there, they can find a gun.
Melissa's gone again.
Hello?
Yeah.
Why are earbuds? Why do they not work?
Nothing works. I smell like cat pee, by the way. This is insane. I want to die.
Where was I? What is this bitch doing?
This dumb Dolly bitch. Loves the tea.
Okay, so the detective, they got the gun from the tar pits. They fished it out. So then with the case that was back in the newspapers, the neighbor brought in the gun from under the rose bush. He was like, oh yeah, this lady also had me bury a gun in my backyard. And so she was arrested for murder.
Uh-oh, Dolly.
So in jail, Dolly begged Shapiro to take food to Otto, who was still in the attic.
Oh my God, that's like Parasite.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, yeah, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to take food to Otto, who's in the attic. So this guy did. He took food to Otto, and then the two men began talking. And so Shapiro found out about Otto's 10-year obsession and like living in the attic. And so the Shapiro guy threw him out of the house. Was like, yeah, but you gotta go. Like, I can't do this. Meanwhile, in the hearings, the district attorneys searched for a motive and more evidence, as well as an explanation of how Dolly could have locked herself in the bedroom and then also thrown the key outside of the door. And both guns were also rusted and damaged. So it was impossible to prove that either one was the murder weapon. Mm-hmm. Dolly got really sick, apparently, and was reported to be dying. And so she was released on bail. All of the charges were dropped for lack of evidence.
She got Casey Anthony'd.
She got Casey Anthony'd.
Yeah, she sure did.
And then Shapiro, who was her remaining lover, moved into Dolly's house, and they lived together for the next 7 years.
Was he in the attic?
No, Otto was... He was not. He got the boot. He got kicked out of the attic. And then finally, 1930, Shapiro moved out and he told the police about Otto, the ghost in the garret, the Batman. And then Dolly and Otto were both arrested. And so Dolly was being charged with conspiracy while Otto was charged with murder. And so the jury found Otto guilty of manslaughter. But since it was now a year beyond the statute of limitations for him on a manslaughter conviction, he was freed.
Wow, everyone's getting out of this.
Yeah, no one, Dolly was no one saved cares. By a hung jury. It was a hung jury. So, and so she got
yeah,
off.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were. Horniest episode, baby. There it is. There it is. And so Otto eventually disappeared. And then Dolly lived quietly with the same man for the next 3 decades until her death in 1961.
And this all was in Silver Lake. This was in Silver Lake, right?
Yeah, it was in, they moved around, but one of the houses they lived in was LA Silver Lake area, baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then the story was inspired the film The Bliss of Mrs. Blossom. There was two made-for-TV movies. One was called The Man in the Attic, with Neil Patrick Harris and Lover in the Attic. And she was also on Investigation Discovery's series, A Crime to Remember.
I mean, I'm going to remember it forever just because all the technological glitches in this episode.
It's crazy. My earbuds stopped working. My other headphones stopped. My cat escaped. I got peed on. This is
an episode for the books. Messiest episode.
It's a cursed episode.
Cursed episode. Wow. Well, this is really crazy. I love Dolly. I think she's sick.
I think she's
and
cool.
Tight and good.
Also, this is who you named your dog after.
This is actually, people think it's Dolly Parton, but it was actually Dolly Ostrich.
Dolly Ostrich.
Anyways, look for our web crawler award stuff to be posted probably next week on all of our Maria, what are you looking at right now?
I'm just looking at a map of Santa Monica. What, why treasure? Were my eyes getting big?
you
were like, oh.
They were big and glazed over. Like, I didn't know. You look like catatonic. I didn't know what's happening to you.
I was looking at a street view map of Santa Monica.
I mean, that happens sometimes.
Cool.
What's going on with Santa Monica? When you look at Santa Monica. All right. Well, anyways, this is Allie's favorite episode.
This is Melissa Technical Glitches Stetton.
And this is Maria Sneezy Blasucci, the producer.
Sleepy, happy, grumpy, dopey, sneezy, bashful,
dog.
Oh,
no.
Bye.
Bye.
powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.